In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we have this Mass dedicated to the chaste heart of St. Joseph on this Wednesday, this first Wednesday of St. Joseph. Did you know that this is a first Wednesday and that first Wednesdays are dedicated to St. Joseph? You in the back didn't. Fabian surely does. He's the reason why we do it. He's the reason why we do it. Thank you, Fabian. So St. Joseph providentially falls into the readings today. Not the St. Joseph that we're celebrating the Mass for, but another St. Joseph. St. Joseph in the book of Genesis is actually thought of as a precursor, meaning somebody who came before as a type of St. Joseph. And so when we look at St. Joseph, this right here within the Gospel passage here is one of the most important parts that we look forward to in our Josephology, which means the study of St. Joseph, the science of St. Joseph. And when we study St. Joseph, one of the most important phrases in all of Scripture that we think of when we think of St. Joseph is right here from Genesis, where it says, Pharaoh, which is the big guy in Egypt, the one who was a pagan, but he's serving a different role in this, where because Joseph has risen up to such a great point to be manager of everything that there is in Egypt because he sees dreams and speaks the truth and knows how to manage things well, he says, he calls the whole world, it says within the Scriptures, the whole world to come together and to go to Joseph. The phrase, ite on Yosef, which means go to Joseph, is taken from that. Taken from this very passage. The whole world is called to go to Joseph. And so it is. We're in the year of St. Joseph here, the year when our Church has chosen to dedicate this entire year to the studying of the great mysteries, of the great virtues locked within St. Joseph, so that we can expound upon them and come to imitate them more deeply as a church this year and imitate it for the rest of our lives in a deeper way, to go to Joseph. Joseph isn't the patron of one particular thing or a small group. He's not entrusted to one particular congregation or one area of a nation. Devotion to St. Joseph is supposed to be universal, meaning the entirety of the universe. God places the entirety of the church under the protection of St. Joseph. And so, just like Pharaoh, even though he's a bad man, he's a pagan, he doesn't follow God well, he does many evil things in his life. In this passage, he's a type of God the Father. St. Joseph is a type of Joseph himself. And so what he does is God the Father is saying, go directly to Joseph. Whatever need, whatever difficulty it is you have, go to St. Joseph in this way and you will receive him. Whatever it is that you and I are struggling with, the church urges you and me to go to Joseph for. Because he's not just entrusted to one thing or another thing. As we spoke about last time, he's entrusted everything. Everything for Joseph. When we go to our Lord, he shows us some things to get us to pay attention to so that we'll know that he's the one who is able to intercede for us before the Father. What is our Lord Jesus? What does he show you and me so that we know that he's one who can intercede for us before God the Father? He points to us the wounds in his hands and in his feet. He points out to us the wound in his sacred side as we always find on the images of Christ. He says, because of these, you know, you can come to me and I will show you to God the Father. When the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that we would know what it is that we can come to her, what does she point out to us? She points to us what? Her womb, her belly, her pregnant womb. She says, because of this, because I bore the God made man, you can come to me. Because just as God came to man through me, so too man will come to God through me as well, returning through my womb. So she points to her belly. Think of the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe here, the pregnant one. And what about St. Joseph? What does St. Joseph point out to you and me so that we can know that we're able to go most surely to him? He points to us just like his son points to us. He says, look at my hands. Look at the calluses formed upon my hands, the way in which I worked and I labored so that God's family, this holy family, might be well protected and well provided for. to look upon the calloused hands of Saint Joseph, which were always at work, not speaking, but doing, but acting. Such is the work of Saint Joseph. He wishes to act on behalf of you and me to bring about many graces if we would just go to him here on this first Wednesday dedicated to his name. And I want to give you a little reading, particularly for you who are young here, because we didn't get to celebrate the feast day yesterday, given that we had a funeral. Who was the feast yesterday? We celebrated in the church, a great martyr of the church. Fabian doesn't even know, so maybe I should expect you all to. St. Maria Goretti. Do you know who St. Maria Goretti is? Right there, do you know who St. Maria Goretti is? Get to know her. She's not much older than you when she died. She was a young, young girl. A young, young girl. Only, what was it, 11 years old? 12 years old? That's about your age, right? Yeah. She was your age when she was assaulted and attacked. You see, St. Maria Goretti was a beautiful saint, a lovely girl who loved God with all that it is that she was, but there was a housemaid of hers who was quite taken with her, attracted to her. Even though she was but 12 years old, he was swooned from her from an early age, and so he sought to take her to himself at the age he was 20, she was 12. A man by the name of Alessandro. And he had a corrupted heart, because he had given himself to looking at things that he shouldn't have looked at, to going to images that were impure images. And so he developed an addiction to that, and a twisting of his mind caused a twisting of his heart, which caused a twisting of his actions outside. And so finally, one day, he felt that he couldn't control himself. Many times he tried to take the innocence of this girl, Maria Goretti. And one time, he finally cornered her and threw her into place and to have her way. And she said, "No, Alessandro, no, no, not because I need to preserve my body from this attack, but your soul." She said, "It's a mortal sin. It's a mortal sin. Don't do this." Because a mortal sin does what? It separates our souls from God eternally. Eternally, unless it is forgiven in the confessional. After which he stabbed her 13 times. She died 3 days later, and all she did was say, "I'm praying for him. I'm praying for him, that he would not go to hell, but that he would repent. I'm all right with dying. I just want him not to go to hell." And so she suffered for him. So many years later, when he was thrown into a prison, she visited him and won his conversion. And I want to share with you something that probably none of you have ever heard before. It's a particular letter that Fabian has written down for him. A letter that he wrote when he was 80 years old. 80 years old. After he had already been freed from prison and left in a little place next to his side. Next to his side where it was discovered after his death. It was a spiritual testament that he wished to share, particularly to you who are young. To you who are young. And it ties in with the chaste heart of St. Joseph here. He says this, Alessandro does at the age of 80. He says, "I am almost 80 years old and near the end of my days. And looking back upon my past, I recognize that in my early youth, I went down a false path." He's talking about his lustful ways, his addiction there to those impure images. "I went down the way of evil, which led me to ruin. I saw the world through the news, entertainment, and bad examples that most young people follow without giving them a second thought. I did not think about it either. There were people of religious faith and practice near me, but I didn't pay attention to them. I didn't give them any heed. I was blinded by a brute force that impelled me down a bad road." He's talking about that way of sin which he had given into in his addiction. He writes further, "At the age of 20, I committed a crime of passion, the mere memory of which horrifies me today. Maria Goretti, now a saint, was the good angel that Providence placed ahead of my steps to save me. I still bear engraved upon my heart her words of reproach and forgiveness. She prayed for me. She prayed for me. She interceded for her murderer. 30 years of prison followed. Had I not been underage, it would have been condemned to life. I accepted the sentence that I had earned with recognition. I understood that I was guilty. Little Maria was truly my light, my protector. With her help, I behaved well during those 27 years of prison, and I sought to live honestly when society accepted me again among its members. The Sons of St. Francis, the Capuchins Minor of Marche, welcomed me among them with seraphic charity, not as a servant, but as a brother. I have been living with them for 24 years, and now with serenity, I await the moment of being admitted to the vision of God, of embracing my loved ones again, of being near to my protecting angel, Maria Goretti, and her dear mother, Assunta, who forgave him too, and received Holy Communion with him that very Christmas after he was released in Vatican City. May those who read this letter of mine learn the happy lesson of fleeing from evil and of always following what is good and right from their very childhood. Think of religion. Think about the commandments, not as something that you can do without, but rather as it is true. Not as something you can do without, but as a consolation. The only safe path in all circumstances, even the most sorrowful ones of our own lives. To you all, I say, pax et bono. Peace and happiness to all of you. Alessandro did get out of prison. He did reform his life. And he sought to be a religious brother from that. And what he learns and reflects upon is that he turned his heart away from God at a young age and went down the wrong road, believing evil things. And he says, don't be like me. Really what he's saying is saying, follow the path of St. Joseph. Ask him to give your heart that chastity that is necessary to live out so that you don't go down that same road that he went down. Hold on to the precepts of the church and be close to those who are religious people, just like you're here at Mass today, on a day when it's not obliged. And when you do so, you'll be able to avoid that path that Alessandro went along and find the path that leads to eternal happiness, the way in which St. Joseph provides for you and me, showing his hands that he wishes to work with you with all the calluses that he worked for his own holy family, pointing you to Mother Mary, who says, look at my womb. Jesus came to you through it. Come back to him through it. And Jesus himself, who says, I bled and died for you. Gaze upon my wounds and see these things which I present to the Father for all of your needs and intercede for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.